Hi folks, this is Tony for aminutetomidnight.com. Please make sure you subscribe to our blog at aminutetomidnight.com. Go down the right hand side of the page and enter your email address where it says subscribe to blog. Well, this will just be a short video, but the big news today, plastered everywhere, the only news, is the death of Queen Elizabeth II, who lived from 1926 to 2022 and has been the longest serving monarch in British history. And she's now dead, and ascending the throne in her place is formerly Prince Charles, now known officially as King Charles III. So the first I heard about this morning, I checked my emails as I got up and saw an email from someone saying that Queen Elizabeth had died at 96, making way for the Antichrist to ascend the throne. And I thought, interesting. So I had a look, of course, and saw all the news then of Queen Elizabeth's death and about Prince Charles now being King Charles III. So it got me thinking that there are a lot of people that believe that, well, King Charles is the Antichrist. There have even been books written about Prince Charles being the Antichrist, and I won't go into all the details as to why, but I'm sure there'll be loads of searches being put into Google and so on today as to the possibility that Charles is the Antichrist. Being part of the British Commonwealth, New Zealand has still recognises the monarchy, and so Charles is now the king for us here in New Zealand, and of course Canada and England and a number of other places, Australia, are still part of the British Commonwealth, so he is the king for all of those countries.
The Prince of Wales is king after the longest royal apprenticeship in history.
He'll be the best prepared monarch we've ever had, having served so long that sort of tutelage under his mother.
As Charles now prepares to ascend the throne, what does he do with it? Will it be more striking to us when it's held by a man that we've seen grow up as opposed to Queen Elizabeth? What are the qualities that the British monarchy represents? That's the question that Charles is going to now have to answer.
Now, as far as the possibility of Charles being the Antichrist goes, I'm not going to go into a lot of the details on it. A lot of it revolved around the 666, supposedly, with him being the Prince of Wales. Well, he's no longer the Prince of Wales, he's the King. So I'm not sure how that changes people's interpretation of it. But one thing, and I'm not going to get into whether he is or isn't the Antichrist, but I will say this, that Charles is a big advocate for the Great Reset. He was one of the voices that was with Klaus Schwab in 2020 when it was announced, the Great Reset, and Charles put part of the video announcement. He had his own announcement in there. He's also a pusher of climate change agendas, Agenda 2030, and so forth.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. And global crises like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet.
Charles, it was a big week for Prince Charles, a kind of a culmination of 50 years work on the environment. And he launched what's called the Terra Carta. Then it's sort of an Earth Charter, which has been named after the Magna Carta.
According to longtime advocate for nature, Prince Charles, it's one of many examples of why urgent action is needed on climate change.
It is now rapidly becoming a comprehensive catastrophe that will dwarf the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. At this late stage, I can see no other way forward but to call for a Marshall-like plan for nature, people, and planet. We must now put ourselves on a warlike footing.
Whether he has any real teeth is the issue I have in question. He's symbolic as the king, but the king is not supposed to, British king is not supposed to get involved in politics and so forth. Now, while he was the prince, He was free to do that. But now that he's the king, that changes things. He's also not as well liked as Elizabeth was, as the queen. Whether Charles could rally people around him that well, time will tell. But I think it's just important for people to be aware that this change has taken place and to be watchful. It is very interesting that Queen Elizabeth's last job as a monarch really was appointing the new Prime Minister of Britain, Liz Truss, only a couple of days before her death.
As a young Lib Dem, Liz Truss called for the abolition of the monarchy. But today she has been appointed by the Queen as her 15th Prime Minister. It's a day of firsts. Truss is the first PM to share the monarch's name. And never before during her reign has Queen Elizabeth II appointed the new country's leader at Balmoral. The last time this happened was almost 140 years ago, when Queen Victoria appointed Lord Salisbury. The ceremony, which took place in the drawing room, is known as the kissing of hands, although there is no kissing and instead just a handshake. The conversation, like the weekly meetings between Prime Minister and monarch, was private. But what we do know is that the Queen will have asked the new leader if she will form a government. Shortly before Truss arrived to take up the mantle, the Queen dismissed outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson from his role.
So we now have a big change, having a new Prime Minister in Britain and a new King over the British Commonwealth. As we all know, the world's been in pretty much upheaval in one way or another since 2020 or late 2019, and I think that is going to continue. We're going to see financial crisis ahead and energy crisis and so on, and more pushing for this climate change agenda and Agenda 2030 and so forth. It will be interesting to just watch and see what role, if any, well, now King Charles has in this. I'm not going to speculate whether he will have any real role or any real teeth, or whether he'll just be symbolic in the days ahead. I do believe that Charles has a basically one world government, new world order, antichrist type of role or belief system, but I don't think it's wise for people to be running around declaring that the antichrist is now on the throne. I really don't. At least not at this stage anyway. Anyway, that's all I wanted to cover in this video.